Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Foitak covering, for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Foytak covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foyles moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-2 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gigi now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Yost scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Lump moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 2 in the game. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 2 in the game. Foytak bunts towards the mound. Gigi fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cutina now pitching. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 3 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Marty Cutina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foyles moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foyles moves to third. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Foyles scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Codina moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Red Wilson. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amoros moves to second. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 4 in the game. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.